Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday.
Oh, it stinks.
No, them, hello. Not you. Them. Always do it every time.
No, but you say hello.
Say it to them. I've said hello to you already.
You didn't.
Happy Friday. Mm. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily Podcast. Mm. With your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, I'm back on drive today.
Yes! Anyone seen Jason Cuddy? Yes! I'm on drive, improving the show, making it a real humdinger.
I don't know how you've got that gig. Today, from 4 o'clock, I'm with him, you.
No?
How's that
No, happened? Stinks, not looking, no.
How's that happened?
Do you want me to turn up or not?
Yeah, go on then. It's Friday, there's no one in the office as well.
No one cares.
Anyway, we start today's podcasting thing with European quarters. Mm. Moyes' West Ham faced a trip to Bayer Leverkusen, who are yet to be defeated this season. That means they've not lost, Jay.
Not lost?
No.
Mate, how can you not lose in 41 games?
Go on, what math are you doing here? They haven't lost. There's no math to be done.
Hold on.
Go on, what have you got?
No defeats.
No.
Incredible. Now, Kloppy's Liverpool hosted Atalanta at Anfield, and then in the Conference League, Aston Villa took on Lille.
After all that happened, you and Jamie Harrer took calls on the Sports Bar, is that right?
We did, matey.
All the way to Scamacca with a poor pass, and then there was an opportunity to get it to Pasalic, and then it runs through to Edison, who's inside the box, this to finish it, comes back to Pasalic, it's in, it's 3-0, and Liverpool are in massive trouble in the Europa League. And these opportunities that Atalanta have racked up have been ruthlessly taken. And Liverpool are finding themselves with a mountain to climb to stay in the Europa League.
We can make this the shortest press conference of all time. It just was a really bad game. Oh, my God. So we started well, really well, and then didn't continue. But we just lost the plot a little bit, like we were everywhere and nowhere. Yeah, so that'd be, in football terms, that's tactical discipline.
I'm your host, Jamie Harrer, and I'm joined by Jason Cutting.
Has anyone seen Liverpool? Can you hear me, clubbing? Your voice don't want Beatles, 100% Moe, Aintree, Moaning Moe. Can you hear me moaning? Can you hear me moaning? You're wasting one hell of a beating. The Cavern, Jermaine Pennant, Sonia, Jamie Gallagher, the Liverbird. You're wasting one hell of a beating.
I've not seen that in years, mate. I've been following this team every home game for about 10 years now, and I've not seen anything like that. In a long time, it was shocking. It felt like being there watching that. It felt like no one had a clue what they were doing. No one knew how to kick a football. No one knew what positions they needed to be in. It was awful. No, it was shocking. I don't know why Salah's offside. You know what I mean? You're meant to be one of the best players in the world, and you're offside in them positions. Yeah. It almost feels like our season's ended in 1 week. You know what I mean?
In comes the corner, swung in deep. Oh! Boniface, it's two. It has unravelled really quickly at the end of the game, and two substitutes have done the damage. Victor Boniface at the far post coming in, pretty much unmarked, powers a header in. At 10 minutes ago, it looked as though West Ham United might just have built themselves a platform.
I'm West Ham fan, massive through and through, and on paper, Moyes is the best manager we've had. but he makes him decisions. We're 1-0 down, he puts two defenders on. He takes two forwards off, and we're 2-0 down. So we go back home, we're finished. A nil-nil, we would accept it, because they're not a good team, not a great team, not a Premier League team. They're like a Bournemouth in the Premier League.
Bundesliga. They're beating Bayern Munich.
They're going to win it on Saturday this weekend.
They lost the game.
It's like the Scottish League. We've got turned over there from a team that ain't a good team. Yeah, they're not Man City.
So basically what you're saying is you've just got beat 2-0 by Bournemouth.
Basically, yeah. You're a Tottenham fan, you don't like it anyway.
63 minutes on the clock. It's now Aston Villa 2, Lille 1. It was a deep delivery into the area. Goodmanson completely unmarked at the back post. He kept his composure. A stunning finish to beat Emi Martinez. Martinez absolutely superb up to that point. There was nothing he could do. Not helped out by his back line at all there. It's Aston Villa 2, Lille 1, 64 gone.
Now, another 90 minutes. Enjoy playing Europe. Enjoy playing in quarter of the final. Be ready to play 90 minutes, even extra time, even penalty shoot, because now, in this moment, everything is difficult.
TalkSport Daily.
Liverpool announced last week they are planning to increase the price of season tickets by 2%, and supporters groups have protested by refusing to display flags on the Kop last night. Well, that's disgusting. If they're going to show their anger by not waving a flag about...
Stinks, I'm sorry, mate.
What?
But 2%?
Yeah.
That's nothing. Stinks.
You said it, Jay.
No, it's not.
If I got a 2% rise at TalkSport, I'd be a millionaire. Yep. If you got a 2% rise at TalkSport, how much would you get?
22p. I mean, I'd take it now, mate.
Oh, you take that?
I'd take it now.
Do you know what I mean? That's a gobstopper. Put that in your gob.
Anyway, Ali McCoist on breakfast yesterday and he backed the Liverpool fans' action. What, for 2%? Honestly, that he earns so much money.
That's
2%.
Like
it's unbelievable. Yeah. Honestly. He called him man of the people.
I know.
Not knowing all the ins and outs, just a sweeping statement from me would be the price of tickets is ridiculous overall. You know, not fully up to date on when the last increase was with these particular clubs, so I don't know. But in general, you got to say, if a guy's wanting to take his family to football, I just think the prices are ridiculous. And you compare it, you look at the prices in Germany and places like that,
the prices in England compared to Scotland would be massive.
Oh, absolutely. But in Germany, I think your match ticket gets you travel and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. With certain clubs
Bayern,
as well.
I think the Bayern it does. Yeah. I don't know about the others.
But I just think overall, in general, the fans here are asked to pay far too much.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere, as announced that O.J. Simpson, the former American footballer, had died aged 76. TalkSport's online's US writer Brian Smith joined Drive yesterday afternoon to tell us more.
O.J. Simpson is an incredibly, incredibly complicated, polarizing American figure. I wouldn't even say he's a sports figure anymore. So I'm going to give you the American perspective. And I remember being, I think I was 16 years old. It was 1994. And everyone remembers the White Bronco. And this has been turned into a reality TV series, documentaries, on and on. But, you know, at the core, there are probably two things. Number one, O.J. Simpson, at one point in his life, in his career, was a great, not just a really good, he was a great NFL player. I mean, he was the best running back of all time at one point. 2000, I think, became the first person ever to rush for more than 2,000 yards. My point in saying all that is nobody talks about that anymore, and nobody's really talked about that since 1994. O.J. Simpson, for the last 30 years, has been incredibly polarizing. I would say, I don't have a poll for what Americans want to think on this, but I just remember from 94 on, it always felt like there was a small, you know, portion of the population that maybe believed he was innocent or he had been wronged. And it always felt like, my perspective was that 99% of Americans, 98, whatever, always felt that O.J. Simpson, that O.J. Simpson got away with something. You know, that was the general feeling in America. And he was never viewed the same. And so with the prison sentence, with everything that happened after that, there was also a civil trial. It was insanely complicated.
He lost the civil trial, right?
I believe so, yeah. Yes. And it was always insanely complicated. And he was never viewed the same. And there was not really any pity for O.J. Simpson. There wasn't any sympathy for O.J. Simpson. So I don't believe that we can refer to him anymore as the former NFL star, the football star. He was somebody who had the trial of the century, and that is what O.J. Simpson will be remembered for. Mm. For better or for worse, he will be remembered for the trial of the century.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the Premier League's current profit and sustainability rules are to remain in place for next season. That is despite the fact that clubs agreed unanimously to change the rules in principle at a meeting yesterday.
I wonder what punished managers Nuno Espirito Santo and Sean Dyche make of the rules.
I never experienced this situation. I think none of us has experienced this before. It's a mess, isn't it? So, there's so much things going on that we cannot clearly know what's going to happen. So let's leave it this way and wait. And honestly, me and the players are only focused on our tasks.
I think it's difficult just because, you know, the confusion. I don't think it's just Evertonians. I think I mentioned the last time I travel a lot, as you can imagine, a number of football fans generally who come up to me and say, what's that all about? And they're confused by it. We're a bit confused by it. I think that's fair to say. Whether we are or we not, there's still a job in hand. You know, the focus has to go back to the current situation, the current reality. So lots of people scratching the head about the whys and wherefores, including ourselves at times, but it has to be parked again. You know, we've been through it once. We've got to go through it again, and we are going to do. And the games come thick and fast after this week's training.
TalkSport Daily.
Jay, let me ask you this. If you could compete in any Olympic sport, what would it be? Not that one.
What?
Because if that was a sport, you would definitely come first.
I don't understand. What's happened?
If you could compete in any sport, what would it be?
Why are you asking me the questions?
Well, I'll tell you why. Athletics will become the first sport to introduce prize money at the Olympics this summer, paying gold medalists $50,000.
What, the ones that come first?
Yes.
Oh, stay. Give me the sport. I'll come first.
No, but I told you that's not a sport.
For 50 grand.
Act it out now.
50K, I'm coming first, mate. Whatever you give me.
In what sport?
I'm coming first.
Right. Simon Jordan isn't against it. Not you coming first. I'll just play the audio.
Things evolve and thinking changes. I'm probably in the Sebastian Coe reporting or philosophy of saying athletics is not a cash-rich sport. You know, athletes aren't making huge amounts of money by being athletes. And if you want athletics to thrive and you want people to participate in athletics, you need to put more infrastructure into what they're remunerated through and what the sport gets per se. So I don't see why anyone would really be against it besides the traditionalists. Isn't the glory of playing for England enough? But England players get paid for playing for their country. I'm for evolution and I'm for evolving sports and economic benefits to sports people. I understand that there is legacy with the fact that the Olympic Games prides itself upon a certain vantage point of amateur athletes participating and was always on that basis.
Yeah, that's what it always was.
But the world has turned and the broadcast revenues that they generate are significant. Sebastian Coe's job is to look after the well-being of athletes and athletics in its entirety. And so the contribution that comes from the IOC broadcasting rights that drops into the World Athletics Federation's coffers is something that, for whatever reason, Sebastian now feels motivated to give to the athletes.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Jay, here's a question for you. Why have we never seen you get into coaching?
Oh, stinks I did. Do you know what stinks, right? Honestly, the size of the wheel. We've seen it. Honestly, you can't get two hands around it, mate. It's enormous. The pedals are massive. I can't get my feet around it. And the shirts, they're always tight. I can't, honestly, you sweat. There's no air conditioning. Stinks. I'm not doing it, mate.
Coaching footballers, not coach driving.
I'm not good enough.
Oh, okay. Finally, let's get back to breakfast and hear Ali and Alan Brazil's reaction to Gabby Abonnemont's claim that he could be a striker coach at Liverpool.
Please, Andy, you are winding us up. You are not believing that tosh that he's coming out with there.
Well, why would you not? Why would you not? With somebody who has got an experience, a fountain of knowledge, Gabby has, right?
About what?
Why would you not want to tap into that?
About chocolate.
Why would you not want to tap into that knowledge?
You'd rather have Shabana's in the system, wouldn't you?
Seriously. Gabby, we're doing a bit of finishing this morning. Could you talk us through that top four? What did he get? 17 goals or something?
Wasn't seven. It? Was it not seven?
Salah gets that in October.
I know. Please, I hope Goldstein wasn't taking that in.
No chance.
Gabby doesn't even... He can't spell his name, never mind have his number in his book.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back today with
keep,
you.
Keep hitting, striking, no, doing guys, all of...
I'm back with you today. 4 yeah, p.m. Drive time.
Can't wait, Stinks. Looking forward to it, matey. I'll be there. And just keep hitting the subscribe, like, and all of those buttons. Yeah. Just hit them.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.